If you need to add thought or speech bubbles to a photograph to set a particular scene or to add some dialogue, then you can fire up a full-blown photo editing package. But if that's all you want to do, then perhaps going to that extent isn't necessary. That's where Phrase-It might come into its own. All it does is add speech and thought bubbles to a photograph that you provide. You upload the photograph from your hard drive. And then your options are minimal, really. It's just add two or three different kinds of thought or speech bubbles. You can add a filter. They've got four filters for you to choose to change the look and feel of your photo. And then that's pretty much it. The options for then using the photo are you can save it and that will download it to your hard drive. You can, if you are linked with social networking sites or something like G Plus, you can post it to there. That's probably not going to be doable in school, but those options are available. You've also got the possibility of sending it by email. So if you need to transfer it to someone else, that's doable too. And then that's pretty much it. This is the kind of thing that might be useful in, say, PSHE, where you're trying to act out a scene, have your students think about the consequences of dialogue that's taking place between two characters. It might be about bullying, it could be about peer pressure, being encouraged to take drugs or whatever. And what you're trying to do is to get them to think about a situation. Well, why not have them take some photographs and then add the speech bubbles to those photographs of the dialogue that's taking place between the characters? Using Phrase-It. So it's a really simple little tool that does one job very quickly and very easily.